And now, the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company players bring you their production of Marc Maron and the Temple of Doom.
In his last adventure, Private High Marc Maron was shot, went to heaven, was hired by God to find the Antichrist, and was brought back to life again. And that was just episode one.
I was finally out of the hospital and sewn up like Priscilla Owens' judicial nomination. My new assistant, Grace, was wheeling me out. Grace is tough, a real wiseacre, and a hot tomato on top of it. She's also gayer than a bridal shower at Rosie O'Donnell's house.
So when do we get back to work, Maron? I didn't take this job to play nursemaid. I was told I could kick some political hack ass. I've got a black belt that's getting wrinkled and a Glock that's itching to be self-actualized.
Just so happens I do have a job for you. I need you to make believe you're my wife.
You must have me confused with Meryl Streep, and I'm not sure she could even pull off this acting job. The day I marry a guy, Bill Frist will be giving Tom DeLay a stem cell transfusion at the end of a boob job.
Hey, I do those political film noir metaphors. It's your job to be the outrageous angry dyke stereotype. Now spackle those piercings and pack a bag. We're leaving tomorrow for the Holier Than Them Festival in Atlanta. It's a huge recruitment drive for the Christo Fascist Zombie Brigade. A 3-day festival of prayer, paranoia, and gay bashing. It's as good a place as any to start looking.
Looking for who?
The Antichrist.
The Antichrist? That's simple. Dick Cheney.
Hey, let's not jump ahead. It's only episode two here.
Welcome to the Holier Than Them Festival, folks. Is this your first visit to the Blood of the Heterosexual Christ megachurch?
Yep. We're just in from Abilene. My wife and I are celebrating our first anniversary, and we couldn't think of a better way to do it. Right, honey?
You know, honey is a demeaning word for women. It objectifies us as foodstuff and relegates us to the second sex role of mere consumption.
That's real funny, dear.
You think that's funny? How come you don't laugh at my Marga Gomez CDs?
Oh, you sound just like one of those liberal, feminist, dyke, Christ killers from New York City. We all like a good laugh around here. Matter of fact, Rush Limbaugh is going to do a little comedy deal for us tomorrow. I need to ask you both a few questions before you go through the metal detector. Are you bringing in any fruits or vegetables?
No.
Has your luggage been in your possession all day?
Yes.
Do you accept Jesus as your personal savior and forsake Satan, the Democratic Party, and HBO?
Even The Sopranos?
Oh, your little lady sure is a pistol.
Yes, she is, and she better stop shooting off her mouth.
Go on through the metal detector, please. Hold on, Mark, is it?
Yeah.
The detector didn't go off. Can you go through again?
But it didn't go off.
That's the problem. Where's your crucifix?
I had one, but a gay black guy stole it from me just before we left.
You know, that happens more often than you'd think. Just go over to that table and get yourself a house crucifix. Okay, Grace, is it? What a beautiful name. Step right through the detector. Hallelujah. Hold on, I don't see your crucifix.
Oh, I'm wearing it in a special place. He knows it's there.
Praise Jesus. Go right ahead, sister.
A crucifix?
It's one of my piercings. I put it where no man will ever see.
Sweet Jesus. Praise his name, brother.
Are Mark and his new assistant Grace in danger now that they've penetrated the first level of the Christo-Fascist Zombie Brigade? Why was the person who registered them talking into his lapel as they walked away? And did anyone get the connection between Grace's piercing and the exorcist? Well, now you have. Tune in next week when we hear Rush Limbaugh say, "Where can I score around here?" That's next week on Marc Maron and the Temple of Doom. And tune in later for the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company Players production of the Mark and Mark Death Poetry Jam.
I call this Voices in My Head. I got voices in my head. I can't get rid of them. They tell me to do bad things, deadly things. I try to shut them off. I don't want to kill anybody. Then the voice stops for a day or two. I run a few errands, maybe get a slice. Hey, while I've got you here, be honest. Do you think I'm going bald? Thank you.
I call this piece, I Work With a Crazy White Guy. I work with a crazy white guy who hears voices in his head, and I think he's going to kill someone. Call the police immediately. I'm going to keep reading off this piece of paper like it's all part of the poem. But I'm serious. Call the cops. That's my poem. Thank you.
That's coming up later on Morning Sedition Radio Theater.